No, Helga is in the middle.
No, I do not sit down.
Oh.
And please, you too. So really a warm welcome to you. I know that is terribly in Salzburg. The small town was built for horses, but mm-hmm. not for cars. And not for many tourists. So I really appreciate it a lot that after this tremendous work yesterday evening, you get up and you are here ready to answer questions.
We had such a wonderful time together with Yusuf last Sunday. It was a gift for the friends of the Salzburg Festival who celebrate their 55th birthday this year, that they could get to know a little bit more about Anna and De Crieux. And I tried to bridge a little bit the time till you came, so I told them a little bit that I saw you both in Rome when it was your debut, that it was so beautiful. But really, Anna, I'm really touched always to tears. You wrote really festival history. And I hope you will do it
you
in the future.
The festival
And I hope you will do it in the future too, as Riccardo Muti didn't keep silence, so everybody knows that you will be our AIDA next year. And this is for us a wonderful future. And thank you all also for the sympathy for Salzburg and the festival. With which you give us all the impression that you are really a part of the festival family. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Danke.
Thank you so much. Brava, Helga. I love you.
So this is a terrazzo talk. Yeah. So let's pretend this is a nice sunny day on the terrazzo.
Yeah, you know what? I have to apologize. I pick up this outfit. I mean, it's really, really over colorful. 2 weeks ago when I came to Salzburg, and I was not expecting what, especially this day, is going to be this bad weather, but I don't care. I put the color, so the rain is no problem for us.
That's right. Yes. So we have two jobs today. It is basically celebrating you as a festival artist, as Helga described it, and the history of artistic excellence that you have provided since 2002, for sure.
Gosh. Okay.
Yes. And secondly, yes. What else is new for you as a recording artist? Because you've done wonderful recordings with Deutsche Grammophon since you signed the contract, and you put forth a new one, which is exciting. So let me ask you first, do you recall when they cast you for Donna Anna? Do you still recall it when they cast you for Donna Anna in 2000? No, when they cast you for Donna Anna in 2001, 2002 with Anoncourt and Peter Vucic.
I think the contract came at the same time.
With Deutsche Grammophon?
Yes. I think it's come right after.
Right. And how did you land the role? Because you had to sing for Maestro Anoncourt.
Yes.
Good Maestro Anoncourt, who is now.
Yes, yeah. I came for audition in Vienna, mm-hmm. for him, and as I said already before, I sang two phrases, and he said, "Okay, that's it, let's work." And he started to work with me, and during the rehearsal, and he was very happy, and that's how I get the role.
Did you? How was it working with Nicolas Anoncourt? Let's talk a little bit about him, because he's no longer with us. So
yeah, that was very, very sad. Very, mm-hmm. very. Well, he's a genius, and it was amazing to always to work with him musically, because he knew so much. He always has an amazing ideas, and he was very sure how it has to be. His way, you know, very different from anybody else. But also I like very much to work with him in ensembles in Mozart, you know, to see how during rehearsal the ensemble of the singers become to be completely different and very interesting musically, like I never heard before. And I think he was the one of the few musicians who really, really work for the music, and the result was amazing.
Definitely. And if you look at the list since you came to the festival, since, let's say, Don Giovanni, I mean, it's a real variety of what you have done on the stage all over the place. Sometimes you did it first here in Salzburg, I think, and sometimes not. I mean, the list is incredible. What would you say is one of the highlights for you? I mean, we have La Bohème, we have, of course, the great La Traviata, we have, you know, Figaro, we have...
Figaro I like very much. Yeah. It was an interesting production, very, very interesting work. Well, the Traviata, I don't know, everybody like it. If you say so. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, looking at the, in preparation for this, I didn't find any too bad reviews about you.
About Traviata?
No, generally.
Generally. I don't know. I didn't read reviews because they in German. I understand, but at that time I didn't. So maybe it's better.
So a question that I have prepared because it interests me, but I'm sure everybody else. When you have these repertoire shifts in the career of a singer, how does it work? Do you feel the voice is changing and you follow along, or are you pushing for it in terms of, well, I'm now whatever, 37, 38,
45.
Now in I really should be at some place, and this is a role I should have at this stage, or how does it work?
No, that was not it. I already, when I sang Susanna in 2006, I understood what this role, lovely role, I love it, but it's really too small, too tight for me. My voice needed something else. And then I started to sing bigger stuff like Gounod, Romeo and Juliet, and Massenemano, and Verdi, also Traviata. And I understood what my voice wants to go that direction and more. And after I had a kid, my wonderful Tiago, that was absolutely clear. I still singing Lucia de Lammermoor, but I was struggling already with my contracts to say, no, this is not where I am, where my voice is. I just need to try to do something else, to go to the heavy repertoire. And I start this transmission in 2009.
So you followed your body and your voice because you felt it. That's where it's going, basically.
I never ever could imagine what I will go that far, mm-hmm. but so it happened anyway. Mm-hmm. I've been working very hard. I'm still working, and of course, to jump into dramatic repertoire, if you are not really dramatic soprano born, it's very tricky. It's very difficult. And with that repertoire, there is no jokes, there is no kidding. Once you step into this road, you have to understand what your vocal career, vocal life can be quite short. And to extend it, you have to study, you have to be very wise, and really to prepare every role so, so carefully. And another thing, don't oversing it. For example, Manon Lescaut. This is the one of which is really kills you. Therefore, I put just so few of them. So I know I can sing it, but I don't want to sing it often. Mm-hmm. I will not.
So and there's no real turning back to Mozart and things.
No, I can. I can sing tomorrow Elisir d'Amore if you want. It's not, I still have the lightness of the voice. And in Manon Lescaut yesterday, you heard, because there is a lots of places when she sings like a child, completely light voice and high piano. It's all stays with me. I just, you know, maybe also because of the age, because of who I am, I don't feel anymore what I want to, you know, to pretend to be a young girl, it's not interesting for me, you know? Therefore, I'm going for something else.
Got it. Makes sense.
Got it.
When you, as an artist in the opera, in classical music, in entertainment, if you take it from a broader perspective, you're not only a stage artist, you're also a recording artist automatically. How does that work for you? I'm sure that it must be difficult to come from the Met and go into the studio and sing all the other roles that you have not been singing before. So how does it work?
Why do you think the recording of this CD took almost 2 years? Of course, at first we tried to record it. I listened to the result. I didn't like it. We changed everything. And it was clear for me what, if you want to record Verismo, it has to be an amazing, better Italian orchestra. And of course, also the leader who will lead this orchestra, because only with the voice and the singer, it's not possible. And therefore, Antonio Pappano in Santa Cecilia was so nice to agree to find this few days here, few hours there in their busy schedule. So that's how it happened. Two hours in July, 3 hours in October, then January, and very intense.
I think for a classical artist, it's sometimes more difficult because in pop, for example, you know, the artist goes to the studio and records and writes
the
song.
It was not in the studio. It was in the Santa Cecilia Hall on the stage.
Yeah. But goes in a concentrated way and records it and writes it and then goes on tour. With you people in the classical side, it's more hard sometimes because you have to find the schedule, you have to find the time, and then you know you do other work in between, right?
Yeah. Of course, and several things on the CD I sang first time ever. Like I came on the stage and I say, okay, proviamo. Let's try. And like Turandot, like Tosca, mm-hmm. like, exactly. Yeah, I never sang them before. But it was.
Any plans to sing those roles on stage? Mm-hmm. In concerts, for sure, mm-hmm. right? And also on the opera stage?
Yes, I have next year 3 big roles. Adriana Lecouvreur, Aida, and Andrea Chenier. At La Scala,
Great. And how was it to work with your husband?
With my husband? Lovely. You know, when we are working, we are not husband and wife, we are just...
colleagues.
We are colleagues, yeah. And I'm very happy. It's very difficult to believe what a husband also can sing, you know, and actually amazing. But... When I heard him for the first time in Rome, the 2 years and a half ago, I was amazed by his voice and musicality. I understood what he has a big talent. He just needs to open, to have experience, and that's what he's been doing last 2 years and a half. He's been working so hard, and I think this performance yesterday with a great success, I'm so happy for him. It's a result of the very hard work.
So we see you more often on stage together too, I mean in opera production?
Yes, we have a lot of things together, important things, wonderful, and because we are singing the same repertoire.
So and you can actually be together, you know, that's also good. Because at the same, you know, because you see each other often and you're not apart in different engagements. Mm-hmm. That's very good. So I would open this up for a couple of questions, right, from your side, and then I would ask President Trautmann of Deutsche Grammophon for some remarks from their end. And please, is anybody interested in more information? We have a microphone here.
Mr. Netrebko, what will you sing in Vienna at the State Opera? This, I think you will sing. And then there was, I think sometimes you, of course, you also delude people like us, I know, with your Covent Garden premiere this year. No? How do you?
Yeah,
it's difficult, I'm sure you have your reasons.
Yeah, of course. First in Vienna, of course, this is my hometown. I live in Vienna, and even if I'm traveling all over the world, I'm singing there every year. This season is going to be new production of Trovatore. About Covent Garden, yeah, this is very unfortunate what I somehow cancel like three times in a row.
Yeah, they love you, I'm sure.
Yeah, they must. Yeah. They have a reason to not like me. But unfortunately, I have to be. I have to be truthful to at first myself, because everything what I'm doing, especially now, these roles are very big, very demanding. They taking from me everything, and to start to prepare this role, I need to love it. If I don't love it, I can't do that. I really tried to love Norma these years. I signed the contract 2 years ago, and I really wanted to love it, but it didn't happen. And so instead of that, I will do something else, which is will be better for me and for sure for everybody. They will found amazing Normas there, believe me.
Could you just tell us a little bit more about working with Arnoncourt? It was really amazing when you were here in 2002, even though you had sung in Salzburg before, in Parsifal, in 98, I think.
Yeah.
In 2002, it was the first time with Arnoncourt, and then 2006 with Figaro. And in between, you'd had the marvelous success with Traviata. How was it for you in those two productions, the development and then working with Arnoncourt? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
You know what, as I said, working with him for me, I don't know how, it was very easy. We didn't work much. I was just looking at him and did everything what he asked. There was the key for all this work. And as I said, he was absolutely amazing, and I was agree with him musically in many things. What, for example, I hate appoggiaturas in Mozart. You know, I just don't like them. And he was the one who say no appoggiaturas. And this I really okay, yes, we agree. And after that, he wrote me a little card after the Le Nozze di Figaro, and he said, thank you very much. You helped me to understand Susanna character differently. It's a treasure, you know, what he wrote, it was so amazing. Somehow we understood each other, and it was, it was very good. Thank you.
Only a follow-up question. Because you like Susanna so much in this production, this is very interesting. Because this Susanna was not the typical Susanna. She was very depressive, very serious, black. I mean, she was not the, you couldn't really evolve your comic talent, let's say. But this is very interesting that you really went into it totally straight and without, you know, and you did that. You could also have said, my Susanna is different. I want to have a different, to Klaus Gut, the director. Yeah. Who wanted this Ingmar Bergman scene, let's say.
Yeah, I think that the Klaus Gut, it's one of those directors who has an amazing ideas. And I trusted him completely in this piece. I understood immediately what Susanna, it's not gonna be a successful character in this opera because she's weird. I mean, she's weird, annoying, she's wrong, she's doing mistakes, and she's depressed, and she's not that sparkly character which we usually used to have. But his idea and his vision of complete peace was so intelligent and so interesting. So I totally went for that, and I'm very happy what we have this document.
One follow-up question I had is, because you said you have to fall in love with the pieces, on the Verismo CD, did you fall in love with all of them? On the Verismo CD, on the pieces, did they grow on you?
Absolutely, yes, because those ones which I don't like, they are not on CD.
And there are many that are not on the CD.
There are a few more which should be there, but I just don't like them. So. Turandot is my favorite on CD. I recorded with just two tracks. Dan, dan, dan.
Two
easy.
Takes. Boom, boom.
Two takes.
Yeah, good.
We heard about your debut as Aida next year, and you did already a debut a few months ago, Elsa in Dresden. And there's the rumor you will do it 2018 in Bayreuth. So will you?
I don't know yet. We will, we're talking, we'll see. If I'm happy with Bayreuth, if Bayreuth happy with me, maybe it will happen.
Are you happy with the role of Elsa?
Yes, very much, very much. Otherwise I would not sing it. I think it's amazing role, big, with a big development, and you really, as an actress and as a singer, can show a lot of things in this role. And plus, I love music. It's music of Wagner is amazing. I was very happy. Language, you know that.
That's virtual. That's virtual. Natürlich.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, but can I tell you the one big bad secret about me? I love German language. I sing in this. It's really pleasure. You know, it was very easy, but I could not memorize one single phrase. After studying this for almost 2 months and singing five performances, I could not memorize. I had TV prompters. It's bad. But I tried everything. I really was from morning until the evening trying to send this text. No. Einsam in trüben Tagen. And next it's And then Maestro Tillemann, you know, he was very patient to me, thanks to him. And rehearsal, and I'm still working with these colorful papers. And after that, orchestra rehearsal, first, second, and the third, he said, okay, what about without the same? I said, and after that, he said, okay, where do you want the TV? Right side or left side?
That's hilarious. So I think we are glad that you still sing it and you know that there is a way of you, a technical way to support you that you are able to sing it.
The pronunciation, I think, I got it. On that I was working.
We have time for two more.
Please. Lady first, and then you.
I have only a little question about what do you think or what does it mean if you say you have to love a role? What is it? Is it a feeling? Is it a kind of technique thing? Is it what? How do you know that you love it and you will sing it now or not?
I think it's not a big problem, question of the technique. I can basically sing maybe not everything, but close to that. And if I would sing, study, normal, I would sing it. I just don't love it. You know, I just know. I don't know why.
It doesn't grow on you. You study and study.
It just doesn't. My heart, it's not palpitare, you know.
Ah, okay. I just wanted to ask what's necessary. Then we have one more.
Next year, who will be your Radames already here in Salzburg?
I think it's two of them. Can I say, right? It's Francesco Meli and Yusuf. They will share the role.
But normally you will sing also with other tenors because some papers they were writing, you will only sing with your husband.
Don't read papers, especially mean papers. Mm-mm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I want to give the floor to Mr. Trautmann because I think he has a couple of closing remarks. I'm sure he wants to thank Anya and stuff and give her...
Exactly. Thank you very much for this opportunity. And thank you, Anna.
Thank you. Obviously, sorry for being late again. So.
Obviously, this is not a promotional event. It's all about you. It's all about your fantastic voice. And I wanted to use that opportunity to thank you for those incredible 2 years of work. You mentioned yourself, you are a perfectionist, and the result is really so compelling and stunning. Everybody who puts in the album will just be blown away, basically, by you. And so thank you for all of your hard work, Anna.
Thank you so much.
I tried to...
Lovely, it's matching. Huh?
It's matching, right?
Thank you so much.
What's so amazing about this album is it encompasses so many characters and passions, also geographies, right? There is one role here that is based basically close here in Tyrol, and then there is also a role in far Japan and Nagasaki and all those passions and emotions. It spans such a wide range, and well, thank you.
I'm dying, except Princess Turandot.
That's right, never thought of that. See, and we talked about the cover a little bit, right? And I'm now totally convinced this is the right thing to do. You know, at first I was a little skeptical about this cover, right? Remember that? But now, knowing what the music is like, what these emotions are like, I think this is really the right way to do. And thanks for this beautiful gift that you give to all of us, Anna. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this amazing crown. It's actually not been made. It's painted. Thanks, but very beautiful. Good luck to this CD. Yeah.